Okay, so this is the most important part of the question. If you remember the steps which we have, which we wrote earlier, just to summarize that, what we do is that we, first of all, we read the question at least twice, just so that we can know what information is given to us, which means that which equation needs to be optimized and which one is representing the constraint. In this specific case, the volume is a constraint and the cost is actually our the function which needs to be optimized. This last section, or the last step in this one, is that we took the derivative of the cost function. Now what we need to do is we need to find the critical numbers. How do we find the critical numbers? We find the critical numbers by setting our derivative equals to zero, and we solve for the unresolved variable. In this specific case, that one is variable r. When we do that, we can see that we got r cubed equals to 430 over 2 pi. So approximately that one is equals to 4.09 centimeters. So if we take this value and plug it into our rewritten expression for the height, h equals to 430 divided by 4 pi r square, we get the height as 8.18. Now what are these values? These are actually the values which are representing for that cylinder. So the cost will be minimum if the radius of that cane is 4.09 centimeters and the height is 8.18 centimeters. If you want to find the volume, we can plug in the this value in 4 pi r square, which we are going to get back to, of course, 430 mL. Thank you.